Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 28th of July, recording at 5:17 p.m. British Standard Time. Well, the stock market rally from that short-term oversold condition continued in Asia modestly, very modestly. The Nikkei was up 172 points or 1.5%. Second section had a modest gain after the big decline that we saw yesterday. But the European markets got off to quite a brisk start here today, but the whole thing was then hammered by the big news event of the day, which is the rally in the price of crude oil. Now, crude oil is currently trading at $42.98. That's the spot price NYME, and it hit a new high. Early today, it's been as high as 43.05. So this is looking on the charts like an upside breakout. Now, the only thing that makes me a little bit cautious about projecting this higher, and it could easily move higher, and I'm certainly going to run with the chart, as you know, I'll always do that. But the only thing that makes me a little bit cautious is that the news apparently behind this move is the Yukos story. That's, of course, the Russian company that Russian President Vladimir Putin has attacked in the power struggle. And the story, basically, I posted it on the site, so you'll be able to see it if you haven't already seen it. Story basically is that Yukos might not be able to, or might be prevented from pumping oil next week. And so that certainly triggered some long hedging and short covering in the crude oil market here. And all the petroleum contracts have surged in here today. So that's the big story. Now, one thing I've been saying over and over and over again here is that when crude oil was above $40 a barrel, that was bearish for stock markets. When it was below 40, they took on hope because of all those forecasts from various different experts that oil would soon be back at $30 a barrel. Well, you know from this site and the audio that I've never seen that on the charts. It was in a consolidation, medium-term consolidation. That consolidation may be over, but the overall pattern is bullish, and there are a couple of crude charts on the site that you can see. So that's pushed Wall Street down, the European markets with it, and the Dow's down 80 as I speak, 11.5 on the S&P, and 33 on the NASDAQ. So here I am, not liking stock markets at all, as you know, but then being mildly surprised by the persistence of the actual weakness against that short-term oversold condition and some of the upside action that we were seeing. But the oversold condition, proximity of some prior support levels, is not enough to offset the psychological damage of this ride in crude oil here, this rise in crude oil here today, which is bad for global GDP growth, and it's bad for stock markets overall. It just underlines once again, or highlights once again, the fact that this is a dangerous, dangerous environment for stock markets generally. Now, what are the ramifications and how would I actually play it? Well, the fact that the oil price is moving up is yet another reason to avoid buying equities in here. I mean, basically, my strategy has been to lighten positions on strength all year, as you know, and I did a great deal of that, and also to short when the technical rallies within the trading ranges had lost upside momentum, and I did a fair amount of that, although I'm currently out of those positions right now prior to going away on my August cycling holiday. Now, what I do still have, though, and like a great deal, my investment position in oil is with that Investec Global Energy Fund. That's the one that is run by Howard, I think his name is Howard Guinness. And Ian Little had put me onto this fund. It's the Guernsey registered dollar denominated fund. The code is GUIGLEI. It's a front end load fund, but any broker can talk down at least 3 of the 5 percentage points in the front end load. But that's my investment position. The vulnerability there is that if the oil price is if stock markets are weak, then that can weigh on oil shares as well. But that's a core position that I intend to hold for a very, very long time, and I'll add to it on any significant weakness, but it's mostly been moving upwards. Now, among individual oil shares, well, oil is one of the few sectors, as you know, that I would have had along with metals. I looked at BP today, and that's a share with a decent yield of over 3%, and it's got a good chart pattern overall. If I were a captive investment manager, meaning that I had to be in the market all the time, I'd have a lot of BP right now. So, other plays. One could plan to take advantage of this in the futures markets. Now, they've had a big move on the upside, but all the contracts are moving higher. I was looking at heating oil earlier today, in addition to the crude oil chart and their nice staircase step upward trends. When you join a trend that's as mature as these are, and especially when there's a news factor pushing it up, well, you can get lucky, they can go on and surge, but one, it's very important to put in a reasonably tight technical stop when opening the trade. If I weren't going away, I would be doing just that. I would have some more petroleum contracts. I'd be opening some more petroleum contracts. One that I do still own is natural gas, which has lagged by a wide margin and was weaker earlier today, but has rebounded here quite strongly, currently trading at 680 on the December contract, having been below 660 earlier in the day. Now, the strength of oil, say, has weakened stock markets. All the European stock markets fell back. Except for those that had closed pretty much before the oil price really began to run. And it's quite interesting because the dollar started off with a small gain and then weakened and fell back to continuing this reaction. The euro had started the day with a small gain, got up to 120.78, and then slipped back. It slipped all the way down to 120. So the US dollar, in other words, rallying. But as Wall Street has sold off, the euro has firmed, and it's back at 120.60, which is actually up a tiny, tiny bit. The yen is soft generally. The dollar is at 111.77. If that gets back up into the supply beginning at 115, it'll probably be a short, but not yet. Now, this is interesting. I'm seeing the euro steady a little bit here, but basically unchanged on the day, because with the dollar stronger against other currencies in here today, as you know, that has been, again today I should say, that has been weighing on the supply inelasticity trades, but some of the sentiment of the strong oil prices spilled over into other markets. Now, it's mixed, but for instance, gold, which got down to 385.55, is currently 389.30, up a couple of dollars here on the day. One of the bigger movers has been silver. Now, September silver got down to 611, and is currently 637, currently 638. And I'm just going to put up December silver, which is the one that I have been reaccumulating on a baby steps basis. You know, I have been trading it on that basis for several years, off and on, But particularly since I think it was in April that I started reaccumulating silver and bought all the way down to 5.5 and then let it almost all of it go on the subsequent rally to a high in mid-July. Well, I'd been reaccumulating as it had been easing. I bought down as low as 621, including the spread bet costs. These are with against fixed orders that I have in the market. And silver dipped down to as low as 615 in here today, and is currently at, so down to 615, December silver, and is currently at 641. Now that's putting it on a key day reversal if it holds this gain, an upside key day reversal, and also it would mean that that was occurring, or that it was bouncing from just above the small base which had formed between late April and early July before it broke out on the upside. So again, it eased back, touched support from the upper side of the base, and looks like it might well close with an upside key day reversal in here today, which is really quite a good signal. So I'm delighted to have been able to reacquire a reasonable silver position on this pullback, although it's nowhere near as big as the position that I had down at 550, and because it hasn't been as volatile this time as previously. Now, a number of the other metals, say the sentiment, having seen profit taking there recently, the sentiment really has lifted these. To my chagrin, lead, which I sold a few days ago, was my best percentage profit in months, but it's continued to power ahead here. The 3-month price is 910 right now, and the cash is at 1,020, so that backwardation has actually increased, and they all look to be up on the day in here, quite firm overall. And dogs of the portfolio department, the coffee is a bit firmer in here today. So the sentiment is just lifting many of these commodity markets, but not orange juice, which had that horrendous downside key day reversal ending the nice uptrend earlier in the week. And the grains are still a little bit soft. The grains are getting very interesting. Owen Tracy was pointing those out to me here earlier today, because the trends are being stretched and stretched and stretched on the downside. And of course we know how that will eventually be resolved with a major short covering rally, so they merit watching. And I imagine he'll be talking about those from time to time while I'm away. And what else can I mention to you that is relevant in here? Bond markets were a bit softer here earlier today. That was a big hit on the downside yesterday for the U.S. Treasuries. Also, the JGBs have rolled right over following their technical rally, which is nothing more than top extension. You know my view, or I'll repeat my view for those who won't presume you know my view, but I said yesterday that I would be short Treasuries and the JGBs, having seen that rally lose momentum and roll over and get a downward dynamic on the U.S. contract last night, if it weren't for the fact that I'm about to go off on holiday, and I'd just as soon not be distracted by wondering overly what these markets are doing, although not so much in a worry context, but I'd rather be concentrating on the road and the scenery and the climbs and all the things that I should be doing. Although I can never, say, completely get the markets out of my mind, and that's not a problem either, because I certainly enjoy this work. Well, I'm rabbiting on now, so just wrap up by saying 43, that's the current price of spot crude NYME. Have a splendid evening.